This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Zero Pucks Given, the UK ice hockey podcast. We're in partnership with the Hockey Art Co, hockey clothing for hockey people, worn by the best and hated by the rest. Listeners to Zero Pucks Given get a 10% discount on everything site-wide at hockeyartclothing.co.uk. Just enter the code ZP10 upon checkout to get your discount. We are also sponsored by Manscaped, redefining the gentleman with top-of-the-range male grooming products. Listen out a little bit later for more details about the Manscaped products, especially the Performance Package 5.0. Gives you a massive saving on buying it individual. Plus, you can get 20% off and free shipping on all Manscaped products when you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all caps, all one word, at manscaped.com. We are also on the Sports Social Podcast Network, the largest sporting podcast network in Europe, a wealth of sporting podcasts from different sports from around the world, all on their website. Well, this is episode 87. I'm Ben. Welcome along. We've got the match reports from last weekend's games in the Britain Cup and the league, the exclusive coach's thoughts, player of the week, a look at the table and the fixtures for next week. The Danny Myers episode came out today as well, delayed from last week after the tragic and untimely passing of Dale Keane. I do hope that the tributes paid across the UK hockey fraternity have given some sense of strength and support to the Keane family and the Blaze organisation. But I also really hope you all enjoyed the episode with Danny Myers. He's such a great talker, so knowledgeable and engaging. I thoroughly enjoyed it myself, so I hope that you did too. Some news that you may have missed then on the DOPS. After the infamous fight night between Streatham and Invicta, on appeal, Josh Martin's ban was reduced from 20 games to 10. Josh had actually already served 13, so he goes straight into the roster for this weekend's trip to Romford and the visit of Oxford. So there were six teams in action this weekend, spread across four games, and we start with the double champions as they make the trip across the Great River to the Sapphire. The champions boasting Josh Martin back in the roster, whilst the Buccaneers are missing Sonny Phillips, but it was the home side who drew first blood when Kazaks and Wilson assisted Migas Kanis to make it 1-0. The Red Hawks drew level when Ben Painter was on target on the rebound of a Pitchley shot to make it 1-1. And Ryan Watt then put the visitors ahead from a tight angle before Brandon Miles added a third to put the South London side fully in charge. Into the second, and the Buccaneers made it slightly more uncomfortable for the Red Hawks when Capson Tamarlin assisted Brad Taylor to make it 3-2. Brandon Miles added his second on the breakaway to make it 4-2 to the Red Hawks. Josh Martin then celebrated his return to the side with a goal, making it 5-2. Into the third, and the Buccaneers again managed to get the first goal of the period when Tyrone Wells made it 5-3, assisted by Hill and Wilson. But the Red Hawks put the game beyond doubt when Luke Brittle made it 6-3, handing the full 2 points to Ben Painter's side, who will return home tomorrow to face the Oxford City Stars. The Bucks have to wait until next weekend now, but after their game, head coach Jason Buckman gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, I guess like all our games with Streatham this year, you know, they've been pretty close for the best part of 40, 45 minutes of the game, 50 minutes, and then we lose our way a little bit. It was no different Saturday. Second period, we was winning the period 1-0. It was a 3-2 hockey game, and you know, with 4 or 5 minutes left of the period, we concede 2 really weak D-zone errors goals. And, you know, that kind of changes the whole outlook on the third period and the game. But, you know, we keep learning. We keep building going into next week against Invicta.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The hanger on Saturday night saw a very short bench Chelmsford head to face League Cup runners-up Slough Jets, who welcomed back Jack Goodchild, whilst the Chieftains were missing Richie Pickering, Dan Hitchings, Jordan Lorday and Kieran Rayner. But it was an even start on the Everyone Active Ice as both teams were trying to find their feet. And the home side had a power play opportunity when Tommy Huggett sat for 2 for slashing on 13:49, but it was killed off by the visitors. At the start of the second, it was Chelmsford who found themselves on the power play when Harmon received 2 for slashing on 21:43. And with the man advantage, the visitors took the lead when Porter assisted Cam Bartlett to make it 1-0 on 23:06, power play goal. There were then penalties for both sides on 26:06 as Christian Moore sat for 2 for cross-checking, whilst Alan Lack received 2 for cross-checking and 2 for holding. And with a man advantage, the home side made it a tied game when Goodchild and Minter assisted Seb Moore for 1-1 on 27 flat, power play goal. Straight from the restart, Jets pushed again and took the lead when Redmond and English assisted Harvey Harmon for his first senior goal, making it 2-1 on 27:36. Congratulations to Harvey. This brought an instant reaction from the Chieftains, who made it a tied game again when Prince and Grant Bartlett assisted Cam Bartlett for his second, making it 2-2 on 28:17. However, from the restart, the home side bit back and retook the lead when Clark and Goodchild assisted Seb Moore for his second, making it 3-2 on 28:47. 5 goals in 5 minutes, truly igniting this game. The Jets won the power play again when the Chieftains received a bench penalty for too many men on 30:12, but they managed to kill it off. Chances are plenty for the home side, but no further goals. As the third started, Chelmsford started to up the tempo and push for a leveller, which came when Porter and Barnes Garner assisted Ollie Bulldogs to make it 3-3 on 52:36, a trio that has been putting up some serious points in the last few weeks. No further penalties and no further goals, even after Slough had a goal washed off on 59:07, but we headed into OT. Tight and tense as usual, until the Holy Trinity struck as Christian Moore and Jack Goodchild assisted Seb Moore for his hat-trick and the game winner on 62:13. Man of the match performances from Rory McGibbon and Dominic Ray, as the Chieftains will head home to face the MK Thunder on Sunday night. The result means that the victory for Streatham Redhawks against Oxford on Sunday would confirm them as winners of the Britain Cup. The Riverside on Sunday night absolutely rammed as usual for the visit of MK Thunder, who've been handing out the odd bloody nose here and there towards the back end of this season. With Chelmsford still missing Rayner, Pickering, Hitchens and Lorday, they were bolstered by the return of Eden Rolfe. Thunder missing Julian Smith and Carter Hamill, but Cameron Hamill was in the roster. And it was Cameron Hamill that forced the first save of the match from Dominic Ray as the Thunder laid down a strong forecheck in the opening exchanges. They found themselves with an early power play after Jameson had been given 2 for hooking on 48 seconds, but never managed to pen the home side into their defensive zone, looking more likely to concede a shorthanded goal if anything. As the penalty expired, Dom Welthall made his first trip to the penalty box when he received 2 for tripping on 2:48. The Chieftains did well on the power play setup, resulting in Grant Bartlett assisting Damon Porter, who swept in a one-timer from the right circle for 1-0 on 3:47, power play goal. The Chieftains doubled their lead when neat work from Grant Bartlett found Tommy Huggett right in front of the goal, who faked a shoot and shifted left to Cam Bartlett to lift the puck over the floundering Bradfield for 2-0 on 7:18. The home side kept the pressure on and made it 3-0 when Cam Bartlett fed Lack, whose shot was pad-saved by Bradfield, but Grant Bartlett was on hand to neatly tuck away the rebound with great hands, 3-0 on 10:07. The chances continued to come for Chelmsford, but no further goals, and they would start the second on the kill after Alan Lack performed some MMA-style moves on George Howe, who at twice Lack's size cut a very bemused figure after being thrown upside down over the goal. Lack received 2+2 for roughing and misconducts on 19:47, more of literally a size issue than anything malicious. Into the second, and some sloppy defensive play from the Thunder saw Baldock win the puck surrounded by three and slip it through to Grant Bartlett alone in the slot to dangle a great finish past Bradfield for 4-0 on 21:24, shorthanded goal. The Chieftains won the power play again when Don Welthall sat for two for interference on 24:27, and another good power play setup saw Lack and Porter get the puck to Cam Bartlett, who smashed home from the left circle for 5-0 on 25:10, power play goal. Shortly after that, the puck was in the Thunder's net again, but the whistle had blown before the puck was put in, despite it still being live, but Bradfield was smothered by one of his own D-men. A small disagreement followed that saw Cam Bartlett and Mark Austin sit for two each for delay of game on 30:40. Don Welthall made another trip to the penalty box, clearly a divisive character who loves a wind-up, but he headed in for a third time with a few nudges on the way for interference on 33:02. And continuing their deadly streak on the power play, the home side extended their lead again when Maltsev set the puck back for Jay King to blast a blue line howitzer for 6-0 on 33:34, power play goal. As the Chieftains were pinning the Thunder in, an interception from Davis found Hamill, who went in on Ray only to see his shot saved but squirm behind the Chelmsford netty, where Carl McCluskey was on hand to make it 6-1 on the line on 34:30. This currently makes Chelmsford Chieftains the only side in the top four not to get a shutout so far this season. The home side, angered by the concession of a sloppy goal, bit back again, and after Reid and Barnes-Garner found Ollie Baldock, he finished top shelf over Bradfield's near shoulder for 7-1 on 36:21. Into the third, a neat work down the left from Barnes-Garner and Baldock saw the puck flash across the crease to Damon Porter, who took the puck back to the left before firing it to Bradfield's left, so his right, for the his second of the night, seeing Craig Bradfield's night come to an end as Dan Norton takes his place. Shortly after, the Thunder were on the penalty kill again. This time, George Howe received two for holding on 43:14. With the penalty killed, the home side continued to apply the pressure, and when Huggett and Fay fed the puck back to Eden Rolfe, the 16-year-old D-man slotted through the five hole for his first senior goal. Props to Tommy Huggett for grabbing the puck. Hopefully that's in Eden's possession now. 9-1 on 47:09. Some disagreements followed a few minutes later. Welthall and Lack had been giving each other the eyes all night, but Austin and Fay ended up chucking knucks, seeing both of them sit for five for fighting, whilst Lack and Welthall received two for roughing on 48:43. We stay even-handed. Until George Howe again gets pulled for holding on 50:36, but the Chieftains can't find a way through. With both teams even again, however, Lack won the offensive face-off, getting the puck to Rolfe, who slid it down the side to Sasha Maltsev, who deked across the offensive zone past three players before a beautiful finish to make it 10-1 on 53:42. Strong offensive work by Reid kept hold of the puck as Baldock laid on for Damon Porter to beat two and throw a fake before wristing into the top corner for his hat-trick and 11-1 on 55:47. On 59:05, Ethan Reid sat for 2+2 for high sticks, but as the seconds were ticking down, an attack from the Chieftains saw a Baldock shot cheekily tipped in by Holden Barnes-Garner to complete the scoring, making it 12-1 on 59:49, short-handed goal. Man of the match performances from Cam Hamill and Eden Rolfe in a final league fixture at the Riverside. Two further away league trips to finish the season, as MK, still with games in hand, need to start picking up points to leapfrog Oxford. The final game of Sunday night saw the Oxford City Stars head to South London to take on the Red Hawks, themselves knowing a victory would secure their third trophy in 3 weeks, as the OT win by Slough meant Chelmsford could not catch them if they won here. And they put themselves on the right path with an early goal as Farn fed Josh Martin, who went through centre ice and smashed through the five hole for 1-0 on 3:03. The Red Hawks doubled their advantage when Ethan Lane and Painter assisted Jared Lane on 11:16, and from the restart extended further when Beasley and Brittle assisted captain Ryan Watt the 3-0 on 11:42. A couple of minutes later, the home side pushed further ahead when Jared Lane and Ben Ely Newman assisted Ben Painter for 4-0 on 13:48. As the period was winding down, the Red Hawks solidified their dominance when Watt assisted Ziggy Beasley to make it 5-0 on 18:38. Into the second, and there were chances at either end, as both netties making top saves when required, but Streatham extended their lead again when Farn assisted Ryan Watt for his second for 6-0 on 35:23. Very quickly followed by Beasley and Ethan Lane assisting Luke Brittle for 7-0 on 35:38. The second finish with the home side on the penalty kill as Ethan Lane sat for slashing on 39:51, giving the Stars a minute and 51 of power play at the start of the third, which they used to their advantage and pulled one back when Lorde assisted Tom Stevens to make it 7-1 on 41:24, power play goal. Oxford then found themselves on the penalty kill when James Pentecost was given two for tripping on 44:18, although he barely had time to get comfortable as Farn and Ben Ely Newman combined to beat JJ Pitchley for 8-1 on 44:26, power play goal. And straight from the restart, Watt and Burnett combined to feed Ziggy Beasley for his second for 9-1 on 44:35. Both sides were again having chances, but the scoring was finished when Ben Ely Newman picked up a loose puck and went in on Miller, finishing neatly to make it 10-1 on 55:56. A late penalty for Brandon Miles for slashing with 30 seconds left offered no hope of changing the scoreline, and as the final buzzer went, the Streatham players invaded the ice for the third home game running as they raised their third trophy of the season to add to the Britain League title and Challenge Cup. Paints is going to have to start booking Mondays off work at the business end of the season. So four games this weekend, two teams playing twice. Let's find out who's the player of the week.
Hi, it's Justin Wong, Kenny Wu from the Muddy Ducks, presenting Zero Pucks Given Britain Division Player of the Week.
After missing the first part of the season, he's been dominating in the most dominant team in the league, picking up his third trophy this week, three goals, three assists, a four-point weekend. Player of the Week is Streatham Red Hawks captain Ryan Watt. Well, another congratulation is in order for the Streatham Red Hawks. Ben Painter's boys have locked in a treble with the playoffs to come, and then, of course, the National One playoff final at Coventry, so it could be a truly unbelievable season for the South London side. This is, again, bringing the old topic to the table. Isn't it time they moved up? Admittedly, I had similar thoughts a couple of years back when they won their second successive league title. But that was said without the knowledge that I have now of the situation. And as I've discussed on here and on other channels as well, the top quality players that are playing in this division for the likes of Streatham are here because they are unable to commit to the grueling National League schedule. You know, 2 to 3 training sessions per week, plus 2 to 3 games per weekend, including hours of cross-country travelling. So the Red Hawks moving up is just simply out of the question. I can't think of one club right now in South One that would be able to make that jump, either financially or otherwise. Bristol did it a couple of years back, and although they have great financial backing, it has been a bit of a struggle for them, and it has also been sort of rumoured for them to come back down to this level as well. It has to be a better challenge from the other sides in South One. You know, hockey moves in cycles. Those in the game know that. The sides that have great levels at junior hockey will come to the forefront in the coming years, providing they can keep hold of their top juniors. This season, obviously, we could be looking at one team taking a clean sweep, a full grand slam, which no one really wants to see, but you have to hand it to them if they do, in fact, complete it. But if you do zoom in on the big picture, there have been chances to either pose a bigger challenge or actually get ahead, but they haven't been taken by the chasing pack. When Streatham have had weekends off, Slough and Chelmsford have failed to secure four-point weekends. Both Slough and Chelmsford have managed to get one win each against Streatham so far. But could have easily had more. Chelmsford were 2-0 up at home in November in the third and finished up on the end of a 4-2 loss. So the chances have definitely been there. But you have to credit the Red Hawks for the way they have dug in. And even when they're short or they're not playing well, they've pulled results out and now find themselves with three trophies, two still remaining, with the playoffs to follow. And the coaches will already be planning for next year's challenge. Fixtures for this coming weekend then sees all 8 teams in action across 5 league games and 1 Britain Cup fixture. in the Britain this Mother's Day weekend. So the Saturday sees the early face-off 5 p.m. at Planet Ice in Gosport as the Solent Devils host the Oxford City Stars. 5:15 at the Sapphire sees the Invicta Dynamos visit the Romford Buccaneers. And it's early starts all round as Chelmsford Chieftains make the trip to the Streatham Red Hawks for a 5:30 face-off. Sunday night sees a 5:45 start at the Stables as the Dynamos welcome the Chieftains. It's a 6:15 start at the Oxpens as the Red Hawks head up the M40 to the City Stars for a bit of a dead rubber in the Britain Cup. Final game of the weekend sees a 6:45 face-off at the Thunderdome as the Thunder face the Devils in the league. Playoff positions looking to be confirmed. If it was to start now, and for me, I think this is exactly how the table finishes, so it would see an Easter weekend playoff quarter-final showdown between Streatham and MK, Slough and Oxford, Chelmsford and Romford, and Solent and Invicta. There is some ties there, so a confirmation of that Britain table as it stands. Streatham Red Hawks, the champions, play 25-121, lost 3 with 1 OT loss, 43 points. In second for now, the Slough Jets played 28-120, lost 8, 40 points. In third, the Chelmsford Chieftains played 26-118, lost 8, 36 points. And the top floor is completed by Solent Devils, played 24-114, lost 9, 1 OT loss, 29 points. In fifth, the Invicta Dynamos have played 25-113, lost 9, 3 OT losses, also on 29 points. In sixth, the Romford Buccaneers played 24-18, lost 13, 3 OT losses, 19 points. In seventh, the Oxford City Stars played 25-14, lost 19, 2 OT losses and 10 points. And finally, still mathematically got a chance to finish seventh, is the Milton Keynes Thunder, played 23-12, lost 21, 4 points, and now just 4 goals away from conceding 200. A massive thank you to you all for listening. Thank you to all the coaches for providing their thoughts. And, of course, to Hockey Art Co, Manscaped and Sports Social Podcast Network for being part of the Zero Pucks Given family. Make sure you're following on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads, Snapchat and TikTok. And, of course, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and on YouTube. Remember, of course, the Danny Myers episode is available now to listen to on all platforms. And it will be available on YouTube on Wednesday. Coming a little later this week, we catch up with Slough Jets forward Kyle Bradburn. And in an extra episode, we chat junior girls hockey with Chelmsford coach James Waddington. Well, in the Britain division, it's 3 down, 2 to go. And whether we like it or not, this is Red Hawk country. I'll see you next time. Hey guys, it's Ben from Zero Pucks Given. I just want to tell you a little bit about our new sponsor on the podcast, Manscaped. A lot of modern men now do enjoy some manscaping. I myself, as a bald man, I take care of my hair myself, but I like to keep my beard nice and trim, and I like to keep my eyebrows, my ears, my nose, and my chest, and my private area all quite sort of neat and tidy as well. And as someone who's done their own grooming for a long time, I've always struggled to find a trimmer that was actually really, really easy to use, really good quality, and a wireless one particularly that held a good charge. Normally, sort of one go over my beard and that's it, they're dead. So when Manscaped sent me their products and asked to be involved with the podcast, I absolutely jumped at the chance because I've been wanting to try their products for an awful long time. And now I finally have, I can tell you with absolute integrity, this is the best wireless trimmer I have ever used. This is the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. It's really, really solid piece of a kit. It's designed brilliantly so it fits in your hand. There's a nice rubber grip on it. The buttons are nice and solid. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It has an interchangeable head so that you can change it for this little sort of close shave razor there to do the sort of more sensitive areas, get the skin nice and tight and sort of go over that so you don't get any long hairs. One of the most impressive things about this is this blade has skin-safe technology. So even if you're not being overly careful, you will not cut yourself, you will not nick yourself. And when you're doing those sort of more private areas, that's incredibly important and something that I've always struggled with in the past, to find something that was really safe to use in that area. And the fact that you can do this in the shower just means you don't make any mess anywhere either. Now, as a product, that's probably the best wireless trimmer I've used. Obviously, with the width of it, it doesn't fit up your nose or in your ears. So they have the Weed Whacker 2.0. Again, brilliant design so that it fits perfectly in your hand. It's got a really good rubber coating, a really sturdy button, and the motor in it, it sounds like a Tesla when you start it up. And if you just trim your nose hairs and your ears hairs, no pain whatsoever. The motor spins so fast. that it just trims everything down really, really low. And it's a fantastic product. Another part of the set they sent me is a little lotion, an aftershave lotion to put on yourself after you shave, particularly more in that private area, because you don't want any sort of flare-ups going red or any sort of itching to happen down there. And this is absolutely fantastic. And then once you've done that, you can use what they call the crop preserver, which is actually a sort of form of lotion and deodorant for your balls, which is absolutely brilliant. And it's a feeling, particularly as I travel a lot for my work. So I'm sitting in a vehicle a lot of the time driving, and no itching, no chafing whatsoever. This stuff is absolutely amazing. As soon as I run out of this, I'm buying more because it's absolutely terrific. When you get this package from Manscaped, you also get boxer shorts, which are bamboo and then sort of a silk lining in the middle, which just feels absolutely incredible, and a really solidly built waistband as well, which is brilliant on a good pair of boxer shorts. I don't know if this comes in it as well, but this T-shirt came with me because I'm going to be promoting Manscaped as long as they want to be involved with the podcast, and I think it's great products. A great little wash bag as well. So if you want to buy any Manscaped products, head over to manscaped.com. Have a little look through what they've got. Decide what it is you think is going to be best for you. And then when you check out, make sure you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all one word, all caps, and that will get you 20% off plus free shipping all over the world. I think it's an absolutely brilliant deal. It's for male grooming. It's the best product I've ever used. As a little side note to that, if you do actually buy some Manscaped products and use the ZEROPUCKS code, send me a little proof of purchase that you've done that, or a little selfie of yourself when the stuff arrives, and you'll be entered into the draw to win a ZEROPUCKS given hoodie, which is another little sort of, just another little treat for me, because I want these people involved in the podcast because I really like the product and I think it's a great product. So I would really like you guys to enjoy it as well. And if you're good enough to want to buy it and use the code that you get from this podcast, then I want to give something back to you as well. So thanks for listening. I know that the ads in the podcast can be a little bit of a bore sometimes, but this one is, so it's coming from me because I truly believe in it. So I really hope you enjoy the rest of the episode, and thank you so much for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.